Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
I just want to say, in the midst of all this darkness, you have so many teenagers who love Jesus.
That's right. It's
so true. Many teenagers standing for him. So many teenagers really willing to say, I would die for Jesus. So don't get discouraged. You know, the news media feeds off the negative, but there is a lot of positive.
Oh, and that is so important. You know, teens who are giving sacrificially to teens who have less than them. And we're afraid of persecution, but oftentimes that's where faith grows. And you think of teens who are saying yes to Christ in this culture, they really are stepping into faith in sort of a hostile, if not a really hostile environment, and they are thriving in their faith. And I think we've yet to see what's going to happen in this generation.
Right. And what you talked about, that you're praying for a youth revival.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I really think that's where the revival is going to come from. Yeah. It's going to come from the brokenness of these young people growing up in these dysfunctional homes who are crying out to God, Jesus, I need you, and he's going to show up in powerful ways.
Indeed. A thing that kind of repeated itself on Facebook, I noticed, was issues behind technology and social media. And, you know, you see that with kids in their faces, in their phones. In fact,
right.
You hear from parents, our family time together is we're watching a movie while we're all on our phones. And, I mean, talk about isolation. That's the world we live in. What do you say?
I say technology is a privilege. It is not a right. Mm. And as parents, you need to be in control of that technology. You need to limit that technology. You need to put a little constraints on that. Your teenager, your child needs privacy when it comes to a mentor. Let's say they're going out to meet with an adult, their discipleship leader, whatever. They need privacy in that. And so you're not saying to them, well, what'd you talk about? What'd you say? Well, why are you talking to them? Well, why aren't you talking to me? No, you're thankful there's a significant other. They need privacy in a private blog or a journal or something. But teenagers should not have privacy on a public domain. Parents, you need to have access to all their public domain. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. You need passwords. You need all of that. Do you understand that some teenagers are on the phone till 3, 4 a.m. texting in their room? So one of the things you do is you have them plug in their technology to recharge it in your bedroom. So each night, you've got the phone there, you've got the computer, you've got the iPad, you've got all that stuff in there recharging, and you have some control over this because a teenager lacks emotional maturity. They can be physically mature, spiritually mature, intellectually mature, but they lack emotional maturity.